Good Sunday morning. This is Charlottesville This Week, and I'm your host, Marcello Rolando. My guest today is Doris Gilman, Esquire. Doris W. Gilman is a private solo attorney whose practice is focused entirely on elder law at the Center for Elder Services. In Boston, Gilman practiced at the firm of Bernkopf Goodman, LLP, in the Civil Litigation Department. Later, she relocated to Charlottesville, Virginia, to be closer to her aging parents and new grandchildren. In 2009, she opened her own office, where she exclusively practices elder law. In 2016, she opened the Multidisciplinary Center for Elder Services. Welcome to Charlottesville This Week, Doris Gilman, Esquire. How are you?
I am very well, and we can drop the Esquire just because that's too fancy pants. Doris is fine.
Okay, Doris, we'll do that. Well, we've got three segments today, and I would like, you know, everyone's heard about my story of dealing with parents and Alzheimer's, but there are a lot more issues for the increasing number of elderly people. Seniors are living longer, thank goodness, but we need to prepare for that in many ways. And one of the ways is the cost. The cost of living is not going down, that's for sure. So, Doris, tell us some cost-related issues that we need to plan for as we get older and as our parents and spouses get older.
Right. So, first of all, one of the things that the cost is linked to is the type of care that one needs or the level of care, as we think of it in the biz. And unfortunately, I do not have a crystal ball about somebody's health. So somebody comes to me and they say, oh, my husband or wife has a recent diagnosis of Alzheimer's. I have no idea what the trajectory of their decline is going to be and how much assistance they're going to need over any period of time, which makes managing the financing kind of difficult. What I do have a very good window, or I can get a very good window on, is what their resources, their current resources are. So even though I don't know what's going to happen with their health, I do know what's going to happen with their money. Mm. And by the time folks come to me, unless they're a lot younger, most of them are retired. Most of them have fixed incomes. Most of them are not, investing in new, riskier investments. So the picture is pretty finite, and we can take a look at what they've got to work with pretty clearly. And what a lot of people do not know when they come to me is the question that you just asked me, how much does it cost to take care of people in these situations? And that's a very wide-ranging subject. So if I look at the cost of companion care in somebody's home, that is somebody that comes in and helps someone shave and bathe and get dressed and mix meals, you're looking at anywhere, depending on who you talk to, from $16 to $25 an hour. Many of these agencies have minimums of 3 hours a day for the days that they come in. So that's not cheap.
Yes.
The other option is daycare. I'm not quite sure what the daycare costs. The only one I know of is at JABA. Assisted living, which is not medical care, but you become a resident of the assisted living facility, that ranges anywhere from about $4,000 a month to $10,000 a month, depending on where you go, and potentially upwards from there if it's kind of a resort-style assisted living. And then nursing care, which is full-on custodial care with nurses and doctors and all of those things, is at least $7,000 a month.
Mm-hmm. Yes, so how does one prepare for that?
Once they get over the sticker shock mm-hmm. and pick themselves up off the floor, part of what I suggest to them is let's cobble together, based on what your resources are, a plan that uses the least amount of money that you have. So a lot of people are thinking, well, my only choice is to put them in assisted or nursing care. I don't think that's true. Mm-hmm. You can keep people at home for a very long time with, you know, some assistance if you have family members who can assist, if friends or church members are willing to assist in tasks Mm-hmm. You know, it's really hard to ask someone to come and watch your father for, mm-hmm. you know, a day at a time and that sort of thing. But if you just need groceries, you need someone to pick up groceries, yeah, sign people up to help out with that stuff. And the last piece of that is hospice. At a certain point, you can get hospice on board, which does not provide 24/7 care, but they are a supplement to the family, to the companion care agencies, the home health care agencies, and then you layer on top of that the services that you get from a hospice agency, which is no cost to the patient. Mm-hmm. Medicare pays for that.
So I guess the real thing the eye-opening experience we're having here is that, like Alzheimer's, you cannot deny that we're all getting older and we need to plan on that. And I don't know that how much we can depend on the government, but we certainly have a lot of social services that are mm-hmm. Perhaps budgets are strained, but they're there for us. Anyone in particular?
I have lots of contacts. I refer people all the time to various resources to help them manage the care and also the finances. I was probably talking about ICOR, which is a geriatric care management company.
Yes.
I also refer a lot of people to a company called Open Arms Helping Hands, which is a companion care company. Mm-hmm. And those are people that I, among many, many, a large network of providers of services that I call on a lot. People come to me, frankly, they come to me in a crisis usually. We've got this big problem, and very few of the problems that end up being put before me are legal. They're practical and financial, and you know, there are some legal issues often, and I'll deal with those, and then I will refer them to this, you know, large group of people that I have gotten to know.
Very good. All right, we're going to have to take a short break. Stay with us. We'll be right back with Doris Gelman, attorney, elder attorney. Stay with us.